We are doing chapter 15, verse 5, and it says, Avil Yinatz Musa Oviv Vishomer Tochachas Yarim. And it means that a fool abhors his father's discipline, but one who guards rebuke will become cunning. So the questions are, in the first half, it talks about his father's discipline. And the second one, it just talks about God's rebuke. Doesn't talk about the authority that talks to him, the father. Okay? And also, what is guard? Should be study rebuke. What is guard? Or accept rebuke. What is guard? And the third thing, what is cunning? How does guarding rebuke make you cunning? Okay? Those are the questions on the verse. All right. The thing is, discipline in Torah over here means guidance. Doesn't mean like he punishes him. It means guidance. Or like a lesson. And the fool abhors that. He cannot, because why does he abhor that? It's because it's an authority. He looks at him telling him as an authority demanding to do this. And he does not see the idea. He can't see the idea, but he only relates to the person that gives the idea. He only relates to the person that gives the idea, so therefore that's an authority. And many times these people, in reality, when they have to do something that's realistic, so it becomes like an authority telling them. It's not reality talking to them, it's an authority telling them. And so because of that authority, there has to be a rebuke. And it says abhors. I mean, it's really like it's a disgusting thing. It bothers him in a most horrible way. And so therefore, there has to be a rebellion. Now, the fool over here is not only the lazy person, it's other people. But definitely the lazy person will be included in this type of fool, that he looks at everything as an authority demanding him. Okay? So therefore, what we're saying is, since that's the way the fool looks at it, his laziness, his inability to operate and to act, is only because he looks at it, everything becomes an authority. Planting becomes authority. Getting a job is an authority. There's no reality. It's just authority. And the way he rebels, the lazy person, is a passive type of rebellion by the inability to operate. That is the first half of the verse. The second half of the verse, by God rebuke, means that it becomes second nature. It's not a matter of learning ideas of Mishlei, but the ideas must become the way you think. It's, in other words, it becomes part of you. That's why it's guarded. It's automatically guarded by becoming second nature. If you make it second nature, then you will become cunning. What is cunning? Well, it says by the snake in the Garden of Eden that he was cunning, the snake. And what did the snake do? The command that God gave him was not to eat. So he pointed out, and instead of attaching it to eating, he attached it to touching. He says, God doesn't want you to touch the tree, you see? So when she touched the tree, that affected her. But the thing is, cunning is where you're looking at life one way and you make the person look at life another way. That's when you try to use cunning to fool people or to get people to do things for you. But cunning over here means that I look at life in a certain way. In other words, superficially, I look at it in a superficial manner. Now, if I stop to think about the consequences, so then I have to go beneath the surface. I have to see what are all the consequences. So I have to look at it from a totally different angle. So the thing is that it trains you in cunning. If you're a chacham, a wise person, then it trains you to look at life from different angles so you could make decisions on the from all different angles, not just looking at it superficially. That's how becoming a chacham, if it becomes second nature, you become trained in the world of cunning, that you could look at life from all different angles and beneath the surface. Okay, we want to clarify what is the subject of the pasuk, and we want to say it's how two people relate to guidance in life. Okay, one person looks at it as an authority, and therefore he rebels, and the other person looks at it as wisdom and chachmah, so therefore he tries to make it a part of himself. Okay, we are now doing chapter 10, verse 5, and it says, "One who gathers in the summer is an intelligent person, but one who is in a deep sleep at the harvest season is a shameful person." All right, and the questions on the verses is, first of all, the whole verse is talking about results. Now, the purpose of these verses is to tell us the causes, not the results. You understand? I mean, all the psukim that we had so far was about plowing, that he didn't plow, so therefore he didn't get the results. This pasuk, he goes right into the results, that he's not getting these results. So the question is, why is he talking about results? He should talk about causes. Two, I understand that the lazy person is not going to harvest, but why does he say he's in a deep sleep? Tell him he's too lazy to harvest. What is the deep sleep? And two, on the first half, we talk about an intelligent person. So here we should talk about second half, we should talk about a foolish person. Instead, we're talking about a shameful person. So why the difference? Another question is that it seems like the pasuk seems to imply that only an intelligent person will harvest in the summertime. The question is that everybody, I mean, any farmer, goes to work. He knows it's not a intelligent, it's just a practical thing. You got to work. You have to know what you're doing. And that's it. The answer is that a lot of people do it as foolish people. I mean, you know, it's not that they're foolish. They're doing the right act, but not because they really see the wisdom behind it. We're talking about a person that sees the wisdom behind it. And in all his actions, he's a person that's guided by chachma. And the reason why he works correctly in the winter or in plowing time, I mean, yeah, plowing time, is because he's a chacham. And sometimes the examples are more complicated. The regular person would not be able to carry over the principles of how he lives his life to other cases. He couldn't carry it over because he's not a chacham. He doesn't universalize. Everything is a particular. So he can't universalize. So therefore he's considered, over here, he's an intelligent person because by nature he sees the consequences of his actions, and he's able to universalize the principles in all cases, in every area of life. All right, so the question is, how could he get into a deep sleep? That is the question, okay? Now, deep sleep means that he cannot complete the act. In other words, In other words, sometimes I have a deep sleep because I'm in conflict. Sometimes I have a deep sleep because I just can't do it. I can't do the act. So here it talks about the result of it only talks about summer and harvest time, and it doesn't talk about the winter because the guy was able to plow and to plant, but he can't complete it because his rebellion, in other words, we said laziness is a rebellion, so finishing it would be giving into his authority, the demand to give into authority. The rebellion takes over and he can't complete it. So because he can't complete it, that's what it means by a deep sleep. He can't operate. He cannot operate. So therefore he goes into a deep sleep. It's like you find people that start things. Sometimes you see students that they're very, very good. They work very well until it comes to a test or to something. Suddenly they do terrible. I mean, or they can't complete it. Some people go to college and they just can't complete college. You see? Because they can't complete things because the laziness or the rebellion comes out that you do part of it, but you can't complete it. He's a shameful person is because the world looks at it like this. If a person can't go to college, okay, he can't do it for whatever reason. Could be he doesn't have the ability, could be he's lazy, whatever the reason is, okay? But here you see that he does have the ability. So you see that he has the ability and then he can't complete it. So therefore, that's why he's a shameful person, because the way it shows up in the world, it makes it even worse. Could be possible that that's also the deep sleep. The deep sleep is that because he's so embarrassed that he just hides from the embarrassment. So he goes into a deep sleep. Okay, that's a possibility. Okay. The question is, we showed what the second half of the verse is teaching us, but what is the first half teaching us? Any intelligent being would know that he has to see to go to work. He has to make a living. So we said that there is another way of looking at the consequences. In other words, there are consequences, natural consequences, that happen in the physical world. But if you do the wrong thing, there are also consequences there, like he would be embarrassed. And so the wise man recognizes that not working and failing can be an embarrassment. So therefore, that also is an intelligent reason to work. But you have to be very careful that he's doing it because of chachma, that he thinks it through. Most people do it because they'd be embarrassed because of society, or they're embarrassed or they feel guilty because of the way they were raised. They have to do things. So the thing is that's not chachma. Over here, he sees the consequence that there could be a personal embarrassment. So that also is a motive for that a chacham would make a decision based on that type of consequence. Okay, we are now going to chapter 26, verse 14, and it says, Hadeles tisov al tzira v'otzel al mitoso. So it means the door turns on its hinges and the lazy person on his bed. So the question is what do we need the metaphor? I understand what he's saying. Lazy person turns on his bed. He turns back and forth. He doesn't do anything, so he turns over. Back and forth. So the thing is, what is the metaphor teaching us? The door turns on its hinges. What new thing is it teaching us? Right. The answer is that there are two qualities in a door. One quality is that its nature is just to go back and forth. That's its nature. So we're saying about the lazy person, whatever tossing and turning a bed means, is it's part of his nature. It's not just because he's sleeping too much. It's not only at night. Like, let's say these tosses and turns at night. That would not be what we're talking about. Because the door tells us that the nature of the door, that's all it does constantly. So we're saying this tossing and turning is an activity that is his very nature of the lazy person. The second thing is, what is the hinge? That's the metaphor of the door is it adds the word hinge, which it doesn't mention at all by the lazy person. So the hinge is that which holds it in place. So it's the laziness of the lazy person that holds him in place, and we're defining the cause of laziness as rebellion. That rebellion holds him in place that he can only toss and turn. Now the question is, what is tossing and turning? Tossing and turning means that if I lie too... Well, why do I toss and turn? Because if I'm lying in bed, and then if I lie too long, then one part, it's going to bother me. There's a certain pain that just lying there becomes stiff. You feel uncomfortable. So you have to turn to another position, which means he turns from one lazy position to another lazy position. And it's always going to be like passive. So like a watch TV. Well, he gets bored of the TV or there's nothing on. So then he'll go and listen to music or some other inactivity of not doing, because there's a pain that pushes him away from the old activity because of either doing his eyes hurt. He's watching TV, his eyes hurt. He's listening to music for too long, his ears start ringing. So there's a certain type of pain of doing nothing, a passive activity for a long period, so he has to find another passive activity. So that's what it means, that he tosses and turning, and that's his nature to go for, just like the door, that's his nature to go from one inactivity to the other, and what holds him there, and what keeps the hinge that holds it there, and doesn't allow him to get out, but he has to move back and forth, is his rebellion. I want to answer the question of why he tosses and turns in another way. The other way is that tossing and turning, it's not because you're physically bothered, but because you become restless. And you got to move because you're restless from being in one place, so you're restless. The question is, what is the restlessness of the lazy person? Okay? The answer is, we've said that there's a certain sense of reality. And after a while, doing an activity that is really to avoid reality, somehow the reality starts sneaking in. And he feels like the old conflict come back, so he has to go to another activity that, again, the new activity, which is passive in the same lazy way, but it's a new activity, so he feels like he can escape. In other words, it catches his interest enough at the beginning so as to take away the conflict of the reality that he has responsibility. But then after a while, that pleasure wanes, and it's not as strong as at the beginning, so the old conflict comes back, so he has to go to another activity, or he could go back to the first activity. But he's always going from one activity to another activity because of his restlessness, because of the psychological. So those are the two possibilities of how to answer the question. The second one fits more in with the definition of laziness, and makes a little more sense. But there's still two possibilities.